This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back, Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5 on start of a big weekend for a lot of folks. Traffic out there, well, it's trafficking. We'll get more updates with Kane coming up throughout the afternoon. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Hey, make the appointment. You're not going to probably get the 1-800-GOT-JUNK crew to come, you know, during your big holiday weekend. You got stuff going on. But what about next week? You've been looking at the junk. You're walking around it. Maybe you've just gotten used to it. People come to your house. Egad, look at that. Or it's junk outside the house. You want to get rid of you got kids' swing sets in the backyard and your youngest child's in graduate school? Let it go. Or maybe a storage unit you need to clean out. A house you're getting ready to sell. Whatever. You got junk. You need it gone. You need my buddy Trey. He's been doing this for 14 years in Mobile and Baldwin County and doing fantastic work. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You know the name is the number. Also the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And when you do, like I've used 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and I think one time I called. The other times I use the online. But you go in, you find a day that works for you. They will reply back, and a window of time that works for you. They set a good old-fashioned appointment. They show up. You point at the stuff you want gone. They give you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. So do what I've done. Use 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or the name is the number. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, let's bring on a guest. It's been too long, and you know I say that very seriously because I could talk to this guy every week. Our buddy Mike Bunn, director over at Blakely State Park, author extraordinaire, historian, bon vivant, man around town. Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm great. I appreciate that introduction. That's a lot of titles there. I appreciate them all.
Now, you're stacked with the superlatives, man. Okay, so as a director there at historic Blakely State Park, this conversation came up the other day, and yes, we were all talking about you, when we were talking about Amendment 1, the State Parks Bill, and we're in a discussion about the bonding and the funding and all this. Then it comes up, somebody's like, well, I'm not going to vote for that because it doesn't fund Blakely. They said it that way. And I said, whoa, okay. So historic Blakely State Park it's in your name, Mike. It's a state park. What's
exactly
different?
We are a state agency of Alabama, and we happen to be a historic site that is also a park. But we are not administered at all by the Department of Natural Resources, which operates other state parks, such as Oak Mountain and Gulf State Park and all those. And that's what the amendment is really about. It's that department's effort to improve invest some capital funds in their facilities. We are a standalone agency, just like the Battleship, just like Tannehill, okay, just like St. Stephen's. So we have to look for other means to improve our situation, and we're not part of that. We don't pose it. But we're just not part of that. We do not report to them. We report to the governor.
Okay. So, but it's still a state park, but not under DCNR.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So then, if you report to the governor, the executive branch, how do you get funded? I mean, because that usually comes through the legislative side.
Exactly, and that's who we are working with right now. We've got some big goals. We want to get an interpretive center and a museum and education space here, and Just have a new front door to the park. We've got some plans for that, and we're working with our legislative friends and others to help us find a way that we can make some things like that happen. But we are not part of the bond issue, which is, as we established, is that agency's effort to improve multiple facilities that it operates at once. We're a standalone facility, so we have to work for our improvements in other means.
Okay. Those other means are, I mean, is it multiple? Yeah, it sounded plural there, other means.
Meaning that we know there must be a public component of what we're trying to do. You know, we are a state agency, so we're frankly discussing with the state. You know, we need some capital investment to upgrade what we're doing. We've got an incredible story to tell, an amazing facility, a loyal bunch of followers and visitors, and growing. And we need some help with that infrastructure. But we also know that we're going to have to approach some private funding sources to do all the things that we need to have done as well. So it's sort of a multi-pronged approach that we're in the beginnings of and trying to figure out what we can make ourselves over the next few years, because we really think that the park has grown a lot the past few years. Give us a few more years and we really aim to really transform this place.
I'm such a big fan and a consumer of what y'all do at Blakely State Park. I'll be with you, and hopefully we can have some in-depth discussions about that going forward, Mike. But right now, in the short term, let's talk about what's going on at the park.
Well, appreciate that. Our programming is, of course, very full throughout the year. We're doing a lot of things, everything from writing workshops and art classes to a lot of cruises. And our cruise boat has never been more popular. We're doing everything from a fireworks cruise on Mobile Bay to some lower delta tours to upper delta tours leaving out of a Live Oak landing this summer. So there's a lot going on, and I'd encourage anybody who wants to take part in our boat, find the three or four different places we're running from all summer. All of that's going to be listed on the website, and all our tickets are booked through the website, the events page of BlakelyPark.com. And I will mention that tonight is we have some live music in the park. We've got a food truck coming in, the Good Guys food truck. Neil Dover, who's a popular regular down at the Floribama, he's going to play some music for us tonight. So we've got all range of activities taking place. Just check the events page of BlakelyPark.com.
I love it. And, you know, the people think about it. I want to make sure there's the historic aspect there, and I want everybody to be there for the history. I mean, Lord knows, you know, I've dragged the Cub Scouts through the historic part of it as well. But there are people that come to Blakely that just enjoy it for being outside. You know, don't even really kind of tune into the historic aspect. And
oh,
that's
no
good
doubt.
For that.
It's a wonderful little slice of preserved natural habitat and an area that's growing rapidly. And we've got over 25 miles of trails, hiking, biking, horseback riding. Just a wonderful place to get out and explore nature and just appreciate our natural environment here in the Mobile Tensaw Delta.
Okay, let's talk about also, because I'll talk about this and I figure, well, you know, everybody knows about this, and then they're like, what are you talking about? So the camping part of it, we've done a lot with y'all, but you get the RV and the tent camping and the group camping for loud Cub Scouts. But you also have cabins.
Yeah, and they're very, very popular. We've got two and one bedroom cabins, fully furnished. And I always joke they even have satellite TV to help you enjoy the great outdoors. And they're really nice cabins, and just really a nice amenity to the park, and have added a lot to what we do. And people really enjoy them, and we're having a lot of activity with our event center, which is turned into a pretty much a wedding facility. We host some beautiful facility for some weddings in the great outdoors. So in all aspects of what we do, nature, recreation, just pure relaxation, and of course, real significant local history, we've got a lot to offer, and we're really proud of that.
Yeah, I think, and before we run out of time here, too, the one of the many parts of this Renaissance man, Mike Munn, historian and author. I think last time you were on, we were talking about the 14th Colony book. Put you on the spot. What are you working on now? You got something?
Yeah, I've got two different things. I've got a book on the Tensaw River, and I've got a book on Annabella Mobile, and I've got some other things. But those are the next coming up right now. They've got a contract on, so I'm always working on something.
Good stuff. And remind folks once again, the website for all things Blakely, historic Blakely State Park, is what?
BlakelyPark.com.
All right. And as we talk about the means of making sure Blakely State Park maintains and moves forward, let me know. I want to talk about those means with you on the radio.
Sure thing. Got a lot of things coming up we're going to be talking to you about.
All right. Good stuff. Mike, thanks for hopping on with us. You have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. That's Mike Bunn from Historic Blakely State Park. So there you go. There's a little explanation of what we discussed, about a week and something ago, with the reason it is different in funding from Amendment 1. So Amendment 1 passed, too. If we hadn't talked about that, it passed, and that's good. It's good news for the state park. Of course, I would much rather we have allocated the money. Instead of bonding it, we would have allocated it, but, you know, they didn't ask me. By the way, too, we will have other amendments coming up in November that will be on the general ballot, right? So the general, we do that in November. One of them will be, and it's strange because we've talked about Anaya's Law so much on this show over, has it been 2 years? Yeah, probably, with Representative Chip Brown. And people go, okay, why is it not law? Why are they not doing it? Well, the legislature passed Anaya's Law. The governor signed Anaya's Law. But until just our system, until the Constitution of Alabama is changed in this, it can't become law. So we will have a constitutional amendment, a CA, on the ballot during the general election. I'll tell you right now, that's a yes vote. That's a yes vote for an IS law to put that in effect. So just remember that. I'll remind you, a lot more between now and then. Tiffany Ray from Taylor Martino joins me here in just a couple minutes on Midday Mobile.